first of all, a tragedy for those families who have been involved with the person who was killed at the rally attending, those who have been injured. So this is a human story, as well as to the family of former President Trump, who was injured at the event, among others. For former President Trump, it's all things go. Talking to his top campaign advisors in the last 24 hours, they are still moving forward with the Republican National Convention. They are still moving forward with the vice presidential selection in the coming day or so. Trump has been fine. I texted with his son, Donald Trump Jr. He said his father is speaking to others, has been up and about, and is doing fine. But it is clear that top Republicans and top Democrats rattled by this assassination attempt, a seismic and historic moment in American politics that has echoes of previous past assassination attempts at presidential figures like President Ronald Reagan in Washington in 1981.
The campaigns say they're putting a pause on advertising. Is that right?
Yes, the Biden campaign has decided to suspend its advertising and any kind of digital communications about the campaign at this moment, to be determined if they reengage politically at some point this week with the Republican National Convention. President Biden and former President Trump spoke by phone briefly on Sunday evening after former President Trump was out of the hospital in Butler, Pennsylvania. And so you see, even though there's been a lot of acrimony with these groups, the Trump campaign and the Biden campaign, for now, it's a bit of a standstill as the nation reels and reacts to this event.
But the photos of Donald Trump with blood on his face and his fist in the air in front of an American flag sort of speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Former President Trump defiant as he faced gunfire during his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. This is, unfortunately, in American history, not a singular event. It had also echoes of what happened in 1912 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, when presidential candidate Theodore Roosevelt had an assassination attempt at him. While he was delivering a speech, he was thankfully saved, and Roosevelt continued to deliver his speech in a defiant sense. And so you see with former President Trump a similar sense of defiance amid violence. And this has raised a lot of concerns about the Republican convention. There will be potentially an expanded security perimeter in some way.